For those of us that have been around for a little while, maybe that's brought back some memories of the Book of Common Prayer. How things repeat themselves. When we were younger, those words have stuck with us, haven't they? Those of us that used to repeat them over and over, week after week. The psalm we're looking at today was repeated most weeks at evening service. And it was called, now it's a good job Shuff's not here, the Cantate Domino. That's round about right. So I looked up what that meant, and it said, the 98th psalm used as an alternative canticle in the Book of Common Prayer at evening prayer, so called for the first words in Latin, sing unto the Lord. That's what Cantate Domino means. Well, why bother mentioning this, except it helps people to remember things from the past. But it also reminds us to remember things from the past, if you like. Those first three verses, 1-3, very much talk about how the Lord looked after, how the Lord looked after them. And because of that, they can trust in the Lord. It was like saying, wow, God's good in the past, now I know he'll be good in the future. And because of that, the writer says he wants to sing a new song to him. I was reminded that we used to also sing that song, but I thought I wouldn't try and get you to sing it tonight. Last week at our morning service, I asked the question, what is worship to you? Several people came to me and said that it was singing and music, that worship, that was what worship was all about. Now there are people among us I know that say they can't sing, and I won't mention names, but it also says shout for joy. Joy seems to be a theme throughout the psalm. I don't think that when it talks about a new song, it's all those new songs that we sing at the 11 o'clock service, or the older hymns and choruses that we sing at the 9:15 and the evening services. It's about a new attitude. We sung or said this psalm week after week. Did we come to it saying, same old, same old? Or did we come to it refreshed by the words and the message? As we enter into new year, are we ready to sing a new song unto the Lord? Are we ready to live our lives as a song to God? As we've discovered over many weeks, there are 150 hymns in the Bible, the Psalms. The Israelites sang them in time of anxiety and lamentation, in times of joy and celebration, in times of victory and praise. From ancient times, God's people have been a singing people. So what would be good is to use this psalm to consider our lives as a song about Jesus. When your life sings about Jesus, certain things become true. First of all, that song, our lives, must be joyful. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth, burst into jubilant song with music, in verse 4. God isn't an old grouch. God doesn't want his children to be crosspatches either. However, the fact remains that there are appropriate times for a sad song. Consider Job. He was being tormented by Satan, lost his wealth, his children and his health. His wife urged him to curse God and die. He refused to do so and said, my heart plays sad music and my flute accompanies those who weep. Consider the psalmist who wrote, you know of my shame, scorn and disgrace. You see all that my enemies are doing. Their insults have broken my heart. And I'm in despair. If only one person would show some pity. If only one would turn and comfort me. And then there was Jesus himself at the tomb of Lazarus. We read, Jesus wept. There is a time to weep. But joy is seen throughout the psalm, as seen as a way to live our lives. So what does it mean for our lives and others being joyful? Well, joy is a lot better than feeling blue, isn't it? Joy is attractive and draws others, while negativity drives them away. Joy glorifies God because regardless of circumstances, it says, God is still blessing me. Joy, like the miseries, is contagious, and I'd rather have the contagion of joy. It gives joy and adds joy to other people. Joy makes us productive because we cease our pity party and engage with life. Paul wrote in Romans, may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So, first of all, let the song of our lives be one of joy. And then let the song of our lives be a harmonious one. In verses 4 and 5 it says, make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord the King. I suppose in a way, these instruments are working together. It's almost like a band or a symphony orchestra, which is surely an example of harmony. Many instruments of every shape and size, producing a multitude of sounds, come together to make great music. One thing is crucial. Orchestras are tuned to the same note. All together, they follow the leader of the conductor. Harmony is effective and essential to music, and it's crucial for our witness to the world. Jesus prayed, my prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Nothing ruins the church's testimony more than disunity. It was good to hear when Steve talked about the churches coming together to pray together, just to show the community here in Biddulph the unity that there is between us, instead of showing them the disunity. God desires unity and harmony among his people, or his singers, while they use the gifts that God has given them. It does no good for us to envy the gifts that God assigned to another and to neglect our own gifts. Harmony in the song of life demands that we each sing our part. Let us each find our part in the song of life and sing it in harmony with others. I like this next thought. Let the song be enthusiastic. And the verse, it says, let the sea resound and everything in it. Verse 6, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord. Can I say, can you say, that I am always enthusiastic? Have we always been sincere in the way we behave? Ask yourself, as I ask myself, has the song I sing by my life always rung true? Have I engaged in pretense? Am I sincere in my Christian life? We're enthusiastic in our lives. We'll want to talk about our faith. We'll want to be bold about talking about our faith. We'll want to give personal testimony. We heard about the testimony that Steve had heard from that young man. When you worship, be fully occupied in it. So the song of my life Let that song be about the Lord. Make music to the Lord with the harp, and shout for joy before the Lord, the King. And at the beginning of verse 9, let them sing before the Lord. Note that the praises are all about God. Don't some people love to sing their own praises rather than God's praises? And yet we have examples in the Bible that say, Solomon said in Proverbs, let another praise you and not your own mouth, someone else and not your own lips. And the Message puts that, don't call attention to yourself, let others do that for you. Like John the Baptist, let self decrease while Jesus increases. He, not we, deserve the highest place in our lives. He, not we, deserves the highest place in our lives. I read this and I thought how well it illustrated this point. Bach said, all music should have no other end and aim than the glory of God and the soul's refreshment. Where this is not remembered, there is no real music, but only a devilish hubbub. Strong words. So all his compositions, he would start with J, J. Jesus Juva, which means Jesus help me. He ended them with S, D, G. I hope I've got this right. Soli Dei Gratia, which means to God alone the praise. I don't know where each of you are right now. Maybe life isn't too good. Maybe someone has let you down. Maybe you've let yourself down. Maybe your song feels a bit like a dirge. But knowing Jesus as Lord, Saviour and Friend, that helps us to bring ourselves focused in and live our lives for Him. We need to believe, trust and obey and enter into life's changing friendship with Jesus. Instead of singing a dirge, we'll sing good news. He'll put a new song in each of our hearts and our life will sing His praise. So let's this, our lives this new year, be a song of joy, a song of harmony, a song of enthusiasm, and let it always be about the Lord. Shall we pray? Father, we thank you that there is such enthusiasm in the Psalms. Help us to have that same enthusiasm for you, that our lives may be a song for you. In the days to come, the weeks to come, the months to come, that this new year may a time where we express our love for you in our lives, because we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.